A Muslim scholar, Dr. Anas Issa Adusei, has described as unacceptable the resort to violence by some Muslim youth at Tema in the Ashanti region following a misunderstanding between some Muslims and the chief of Tafo over a cemetery demarcation. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Dr. Adusei said the Quran strongly rejects violence in all forms. He spoke to me earlier.
I'm completely perplexed and horrified because it's an unacceptable contradiction that a religion that teaches peace strangely finds some of its adherents. Otherwise, they have now been tagged as the most violent people in the world. I'm perplexed and I'm surprised that these Muslim youth often have to behave this way. But that's not the usual thing because there are quite a large number of Muslims. The majority of Muslims are very peaceful people. It's only the minority of Muslims, the misguided minority, who often behave like this. But it's unfortunate.
The problem is that any time there is confrontation, any time there are disturbances, any time there is mischief, Muslim names pop up. Why is it so?
You see, I disagree because this incident, for example, involves Muslims and other people who are not Muslims. But the matter will be hyped in such a way that it's the Muslims who are causing the violence. If you were to go into the details, it may as well be possible that the violence started from the other side. But it shouldn't be said as if. So this is what has been happening in the media all the time, that whenever a Muslim is involved, for example, even in armed robbery, it will be said as if he is an armed robber because he's a Muslim. So it's unfortunate. I believe personally that all prophets and all religions are meant to train people to be peaceful. So whether a person is a Muslim or a Christian, if he becomes a violent person, then he has grossly misunderstood his religion. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be on him, is reported to have said that al-Muslim man yusallimu musliman biyadihi wa bilisanihi, that the definition of a true Muslim is the one from whose works and deeds other people enjoy peace. So the moment you act contrary to that, then you fall outside the description of a true Muslim.
That's fine, but then a major worry, once again, is that the ease with which the Muslim youth is usually moved into situations that often disturb the peace, the gullibility, seeming gullibility of the Muslim youth. How could that be addressed?
Well, I will say that it's an issue of, I don't intend to offend anybody, but I think that to a large extent, it's an issue of bad leadership and poor training, because wherever there is effective and good leadership, these unacceptable behaviors of people will be seen. So it has to be addressed by the imams of the Muslims. There's no other way. The imams, the leaders, the muallims, the teachers in the makarantes, when these Muslim youth in their infancy are brought to you to learn, you should teach them not only the verbal and meaningless rhetorics of reciting the Quran, you should teach them the meanings and the expected behavior of a true Muslim.
Dr. Adusei had words of caution for Muslim youth.
My brother Muslims, young and old, I request you in the name of Allah that the religion you profess, you claim to profess, is a religion of peace. These acts of violence that you often perpetrate, defaming the religion of Islam, they are defaming the name of the Prophet Muhammad, who was a man of peace. So please, in the name of Allah, and to protect and defend the name of Islam, please desist from these acts of violence and try to do things that will please Allah. You should remember that very soon all of us will return to our Lord to be judged. If as a result of your action or inaction, one person loses his life or one person loses his health, God will certainly call you to account for it. And you have no right. The soul of every human being is sacred and nobody has a right to take anybody's life or to defame anybody. So people should not take law into their hands and try to do things like this.